The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. It's 9:07 and a half, I guess, on this beautiful morning in Brenham, Texas. And you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. It's time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns about your financial life, your real estate questions, your insurance questions, your investment questions, anything to do with money questions. You can call us toll free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals to answer your questions for you. We discuss real life issues that you can face every day. So give us a call. We've got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Along with me, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, we're ready to get at it this morning. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
So sit down with that cup of coffee and take advantage of this time to give us a call. We are coming up on taxes. Yes. Are due. You're running out of time. Sharon pointed out this morning that the reason that we have until Tuesday to file our tax returns is Monday is a federal holiday.
Yeah, but I don't know. What holiday is it on the
6th? It's Emancipation Day.
Okay.
So it's a federal holiday here in the United States.
Didn't know there was one.
Yeah.
For that.
So the federal offices are going to be closed, so that means
taxes.
You have until Tuesday.
Postmarked. Better have it postmarked
on
by Tuesday.
But on that theme, we're going to be talking a lot this morning about taxes and tax returns and things to do that you need to take a look at. One of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is with the new budget proposal and the tax changes that were made, one of the things I want to talk about this morning is, you know, one of the big deductions that all of us get is if you're buying a home or have a second mortgage. We want to talk about the changes that occurred in the new tax law when it comes to deducting mortgage interest.
Yeah, there's a few little quirks
there. There's some surprises in there.
It's not the same old, same old. And then you had another one that I like that one. It's the 12 things that are red flags for the IRS.
Yeah, if you don't want to get audited, don't do any of these things we're going to talk about. Because what that means is it's an item that the IRS flags in the computer system as a possibility of an audit. I'll talk about that.
Yeah, those are some good ones. Plus, we've got some other, I've got 12 things no one tells you about working for yourself. If you thought about starting your own company, your own business, what are some things that you should be thinking about?
You know, what's interesting about that, too, is when it comes to taxes, we'll talk about that. If you have your own business,
there's a lot more taxes you can write off.
Well, and how the IRS determines whether or not it's actually a business or a hobby.
That's right. And that what gets touchy is when your weekend ranch becomes a hobby and not a business. Then taxes tend to go up a little bit. But right now we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or a comment and don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now. We'll talk to you off the air at 800 800- 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Kubota ZEL2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit Kubota.com for a dealer near you.
Citizens State Bank offers a wide range of full-service banking, including internet banking, mobile app, and Visa debit cards. Stop by one of their convenient locations in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, or visit on the web at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles on South Bluebell Road. Family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Altman and Dr. Knowles provide many services in the office, including preventative and restorative dentistry, periodontal services, smile makeovers with porcelain veneers, root canals, and dental night guards. Plus, your entire family can be seen at the office because the doctors see everyone, from children to grandparents. For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles. Call 836-6767 for an appointment.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycles, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, and Articat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Houston Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the World Series champion Houston Astros games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, DDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, Cool Shades Window Tint, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, The Kenny Store, K-Bob Steakhouse, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Apple Hyundai, and Fireplaces, etc. Please support our Astros sponsors. And for Houston Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good morning and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. You can give us a call toll free if you got a question or comment, and if you want to change the topic, we're going to be talking about mortgages, mortgage interest, and new tax laws, and some of the things that the IRS might flag you for or draw the attention to your tax return by some things that you may be doing there. But if you want something else you want us to talk about, you got to let us know. The only way you can do that is you got to call, and you can call us toll free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. To lead into that mortgage deal, I've got some here from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. As of the end of last year, December 31st, 2017, 94.5% of all home mortgages, not by the size, but just by the number, are current and performing as they're supposed to. So that's only 2.4% are considered seriously delinquent. That's a very high number of good mortgages. So it's a sign of the times. The economy's doing pretty good.
Yeah, there was that mortgage debacle, I think. Was that 2008?
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, where we had so many fail. It was a big deal in Nevada and Florida.
Yes.
Were really hit hard with the last mortgage delinquency issue. But that's good news. 94.4% current.
Current of all the mortgages in the U.S. That's a good point there. Another one, 1 percentage point when you're doing your mortgage interest. 1 percentage point can make a difference. Now, this is from a research department. Principal and interest, it must be on $100,000, or I'm not sure. 4% 30-year fixed rate has a monthly principal and interest of $477.42. That must be $100,000. $477.42, a 4% 30-year fixed rate note. If you go to a 5% 30-year fixed rate, it has a monthly principal and interest payment of $536, almost $60 a month difference that 1% makes for the next 30 years. So, yeah, credit history and shopping around.
Well, what's interesting about that, too, is, you know, when you talk about buying a home, you take a look at what the monthly payment's going to be, and you look at what, in that particular case,
principal and interest.
Well, guess what? Here in Texas, if you have a mortgage, one of the decisions that you have to make at the time that you take out the mortgage is whether or not you want to include the insurance and the taxes in your mortgage payment.
That's right.
And generally what you find out is the taxes and the insurance payment end up being almost as much as your principal and interest payment.
Yeah. And that doesn't even count the PMI insurance.
If PMI applies, that's right. There's a funny commercial on TV about that. But anyway, that's one of the things we want to talk about this morning. To encourage home ownership, one of the things the federal government has done is they allow you to deduct your mortgage interest. So
it didn't hurt so bad. If you got a 5%, okay, principal and interest, half of that roughly is you get to deduct off your income.
Yeah, and that's one of the advantages of home ownership is that you get to deduct the interest that you have, right, that you're paying every year on your mortgage payment. Well, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, that's what they're calling it. But anyway, the tax law that came about in 2017 that was recently passed changed some of the limits and rules when it comes to deducting mortgage interest. And we're going to talk about this morning because this is going to apply starting in 2018. So it's not for this year's tax return that you're filing currently.
It's next year's
tax return. And these are the changes. And what they do is they divide up mortgage interest into three different categories.
That's new for most people. Three different categories interest?
Yeah, you probably weren't aware of that. There are three different categories. The first one is mortgage debt for the acquisition of a residence. Okay, that's buying the home.
Buying the house. Okay, that's what most people think. I've got to borrow some money to buy the house.
But you can also deduct interest for home equity debt to improve the residence.
After you lived in it a while and your equity's up, you can go in and borrow against that and remodel the house and deduct.
And get to deduct some of the interest. And in 2017, there was home equity debt that you did not use for home improvements. In other words, you could take out a home equity loan, and if you wanted to use it to pay off credit cards or
pay for college
pay
fees,
for college
yeah.
or buy a new car or whatever it happened to be, you simply were not using it to improve your home. So what we want to do is we want to go through those three things and see what the differences are. In 2017, you could deduct mortgage debt for acquisition of a residence as long as the mortgage debt wasn't more than $1 million.
The money you borrowed, not the interest, just
right.
the money.
The money you borrowed.
That covers most people.
Well, they changed it in 2018. They lowered it to $750,000. But if you had got a mortgage in 2017, you're grandfathered in. So the $750,000 limit doesn't apply.
So if you got it before, anytime before the tax law change, you're still good. You don't have to.
Anytime in 2017, you're still fine. So that's the major difference that everybody's talked about, lowering the limit. Well, they also changed home equity debt to improve your residence. The number was the same, $1 million in 2017, and 2018 at $750,000. So that number hasn't changed. But again, your grandfathered in if you did a home equity loan.
I don't see that one being as hitting as many people. You borrow $750,000 out of your equity.
Right.
That means you've got one heck of a home.
That'd be very unusual.
Yep.
But then what about home equity debt not used for home improvements? Well, in 2017, if you had a home, took out a home equity loan and used $100,000 not to improve the residence, you still got to deduct the mortgage interest.
We use that tool quite a bit for people because it's easy money because the equity's there. You're using the money in the walls and you get to deduct the interest on it.
And you get to deduct the interest. Well, starting in 2018, guess how much you get to deduct?
Zero.
Zero. None. And so if you don't use home equity debt starting in 2018, if you take out a home equity loan and you don't use it to improve the residence, you don't get to deduct the interest.
That hurts a little bit. That kind of, how bad you really need the money and do you need the deduction more?
Yeah. And so what you have to do, again, it's a financial planning question is, you know, we talk about good debt and bad debt. And so you have to take a look at that and see whether or not it makes sense to take out a home equity loan if you're not going to get to deduct the interest. But what's also interesting is they changed the rules on if you have home equity debt to improve your residence and you take out a home equity loan. The calculation that they use is kind of interesting because let's say that you have a $500,000 home originally that you borrowed for $500,000 on. Okay. Well, if your original loan was $500,000 and you're 5 years into it and let's say you only owe $400,000.
Yeah.
That just for simple purposes.
Hypothetical, yeah.
And that means that you have $100,000 in equity in there. When you take out the home equity loan, if you refinance your home and you want to refinance it for more than the $400,000, that's home equity over.
It's not deductible?
It's not deductible.
Wow. And a lot of people used to do that, refinance and take the equity and not have to owe it back.
Yeah, it's a cash-out refinance is what they call it. And so you kind of have to be careful now if you're going to do refinancing, how much to the deduction are you going to get? You don't want to, when you file your tax return, mess up in that regard. And so the rules have changed a little bit when it comes to deductibility of mortgage interest. So in 2018, you have to be aware of that.
Another one that may hit you on this mortgage interest is if you itemize, which most wouldn't. When you have mortgage interest, you usually itemize. But now since they upped the personal deduction, I think a married couple can deduct, it's $24,000. Most people don't have $24,000 of mortgage interest.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the changes that came about with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 as they raised the standard deduction on your tax return. Yeah. And so I think it's, did they raise it to $12,000 or $12,500?
Yeah, $12,000 each. I've got it on my cheat sheet here somewhere. Standard deduction went from married filing jointly, $12,700 was in 2017 and 2000, that was the maximum. 2018, it's $24,000.
And so you have to have a lot of deductions to itemize now to exceed what just the standard deduction is.
Yeah, and you have to either be, the two biggest ones would be either church contribute or charitable contributions and mortgage interest. And if you don't hit $24,000, you know, why
there's
even
no
mess
reason
with
to
it?
Itemize, yeah. And so some, you know, we talk about sometimes it pays to do just kind of a trial tax return and November, December time frame when you kind of know what your income is going to look like. There are a lot of reasons to do that, and this is just one of them to take a look at that.
So you have to look at your real estate taxes, too. I doubled up on mine last year because I wasn't sure what was going to happen this year.
Right.
So this year, I don't get to claim any real estate deductions for the real estate, so I might be under that. And I'm getting at the tail end of my mortgage, so I'm paying almost all principal now and very little interest. So it's like, okay, don't think I need to itemize it this year.
Yeah, the beauty of amortization. Now, most people don't understand that fact, that if you take out a 30-year mortgage, early on, almost all of the payment is going towards interest.
It takes, I remember looking at a study once, it takes like year 15 or 16 before you start paying more principal than you do interest.
Right.
So in the first 5 years, you're paying almost that payment. Like the ones we were talking about earlier, the 570s, that's almost all interest on the front end. And then as you get farther on, it gets to be more and more principal. I did a little tax planning and did the doubled up on the real estate taxes. And since I'm on the tail end of my mortgage, I don't get to deduct the interest anyway. But see, I have a business though, too. So that's where a lot of the deductions come from.
Right. Yeah, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show today about the advantages of having your own business. Mm-hmm. There are some disadvantages, but there are some advantages, too. But I found it very interesting, the part about the refinancing. If you're refinancing in 2018, one of the things you need to take a look at is the fact that you don't get to deduct interest if you finance more than what your original original mortgage. So
that's different. That's a different quirk, and that's something that will hit a lot of people because that was a common practice.
I mean, when you went in to go to refinance, that was always one of the questions is, well, do you want to do a cash out where you finance more than what you owe, and you have that money then, and you can use it.
Use it for college, use it for
whatever.
Car, buy another piece of property, or could use it for anything. But now, no deductions for that.
That's right. So you just have to be careful. Talk to your CPA. Hopefully, whoever the institution is that you're working with on the financing has the answers there for you and is upfront about them. But again, that comes down to, it's like we talk about talking to the Social Security office. And they'll answer your questions as long as you ask the right questions.
As long as you ask them.
it's really important to know what questions to ask. And it's the same thing when it comes to when you're trying to take out a mortgage or a home equity loan. The laws in Texas are a little bit different when it comes to home equity loans than they are in other states. You need to be aware of that. So you have to, kind of ask, know what questions to ask. Do your research so you make sure that you get your questions answered.
Yeah, and what that does is that interest deduction, mortgage interest deduction, you got to be pretty careful on that. And you can't just go by the old rules where, okay, I can buy more of a house because I know I'm going to get a deduction on the, well, maybe, maybe not. You better ask, run the numbers, see what it's going to do for your taxes.
Yeah, well, the upper limits have changed. I know that doesn't affect a lot of people, but I know that I'm always amazed. When I'm driving around, how many homes now sell for over $750,000?
Yeah, you put a couple acres with that, and it hits here. Cause it doesn't have to be $750,000 of house. It could be house and a few acres. Not 50 or 100, that's a different thing, but 4 or 5 acres around the house, you could hit $750,000 pretty easy.
So going forward in 2018, those are just some of the things that you need to think about when it comes to buying a home and financing it.
Okay, and then when we come back from the break here, I want to talk about the 12 things that are red flags that might dangle a red flag in front of the IRS for you.
Yeah, that tax return you just filed or the one you're getting ready to file.
Yeah, we'll see if you're talking to the IRS later in the year or next year. So we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or comment and don't want your voice on the air, you should probably start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800 800- 888-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Brenham Produce invites you to their April event Saturday, April 14th from 8 till 1. They'll be giving away lots of prizes, plus get free coupons and select items. While you're there, visit with Wes about Purina Minerals and Tubs, and with Ron from Nelson Wholesale about Happy Hen Treats and Kickin' Chicken products. Purina Chicken Feed will be on sale. Plus, you can pick up your baby chicks. At 9 a.m. under the Big Tent, guest speaker Ashley Dodd will speak about pet health, nutrition, preventative medicine, and training, and would be happy to help you integrate your new dog into your family. Don't have a pet? Brenham Humane Services will be at Brenham Produce offering pet adoptions. Don't miss Brenham Produce's April event Saturday. They have everything you need for your livestock and pets, and many items will be on sale during this event. Come early, stay late. Food and ice cream trucks will be on site. Brenham Produce, 1103 South Market in Brenham.
Are you ready for the season ahead? Get ready and rolling at Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy. They have the New Holland tractors, hay, and forage equipment you need, plus great offers including 0% financing, cash back, and more. Being ready for tomorrow starts today, so stop by Washington County Tractor soon. The ready and rolling sales event is underway now and only lasts till June 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms and conditions and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to give.
A happy place to shop. That's the Barnhill House Toys and Books at 606 South Austin Street in Brenham. You'll find lots of old-fashioned toys like rocking horses, jack-in-the-boxes, spinning tops, and wooden trains. There are classic storybooks like Grimm's Fairy Tales and Aesop's Fables, and two whole bookcases filled with Christmas books. There are baby dolls, cowboy clothes, ballerina tutus, and Tonka trucks. The Barnhill House is a happy place to find birthday presents and baby shower gifts. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
The heart and soul of any business is its employees. Here at Tegeler Toyota, we have over 207 years of Tegeler Toyota experience. Some of our more tenured employees are Joanne Hollingsworth, 24 years sales experience. Eugene Bodie, 24 years of sales experience. James Frankie, 22 years of service experience. Christy Burleson, 20 years as the office manager. Boyd Housley, 14 years of sales experience. Why would you trust your hard-earned dollar at any other dealer or repair facility? Come into Tegeler Toyota, where we will treat you like family. Visit TeglerToyota.com to view our inventory and service specials.
Radio stations KTEX and KWHI have a full-time opening for a news reporter. Duties include gathering, writing, and reporting on news events and meetings in Washington County and the surrounding area. Must be able to write quickly and concisely and be able to interview newsmakers. Good salary plus benefits, including health insurance and profit-sharing plan. Resumes are accepted at tom@ktex.com. By mail at P.O. Box 1280, Brenham, Texas, 77834, or in person at 223 East Main Street. KTEX KWHI is an equal opportunity employer.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Doesn't it bring back memories?
You know, when you think, that's not a time I would like to go through again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the Country Store to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. You can give us a call here live on the air if you got a topic you'd like to discuss at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. One thing I haven't mentioned today yet is we offer a free review to our radio listeners. And it is free. We don't hammer you. We don't pressure you. We don't chase you. We've been doing this for several decades now. But we do like to offer that free review. You can bring in what if you have questions on mortgage, refinances, life insurance, annuities. You can call our office here in downtown Brenham. We got an office right across the street from the courthouse. We also have another one in the Houston, right near the Galleria on St. James and San Felipe, which I wouldn't go down the West Loop right now.
It's almost closed.
Yes, they got so much construction going on there. You got to come in from I-10 and Chimney Rock or whatever. But either place, but come on in and bring your items that you'd like to go over and get a strategy started. So we offer that free review. You can call our office here in downtown Brenham at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Or you can just walk in. Sharon's there, Brent's there, and they got our calendars, and you can set up a time and get your strategy together.
It's kind of interesting what happens. What we find is sometimes when we have older clients come in, they go ahead and bring their grown children in with them simply so that the children can hear what's going on.
And that's great.
And it's that's a very good thing to do. What's interesting, too, also is, though, what we find is the grown children find out that there's actually some planning they could do that they weren't aware of.
Yes, that's right.
And that's another positive to that free review.
There's all kinds of planning. There's retirement planning, but then there's savings planning. How do you plan for savings? How do you plan for college? How do you plan for your first house or second house or car or whatever? There's different things that can be done depending upon what tools you have available to you. It could be a 401k, it could be an IRA, it could be a savings, it could be investment, it could be just all kinds of things. Except you can do a home equity loan, but you don't get to deduct the interest.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Depends upon the new tax law here. So give us a call at the office, 979-836-2903. Second thing we wanted to come across here, since we're talking about interest and deductions and taxes, and the taxes are due next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Get on it.
What are some things that you might have done on your tax return where the IRS says, whoops, the computer kicks your name out and says, we want to talk to you.
We want some more information.
Yeah, we want some more information. And you know what? Always comes in the Friday afternoon mail.
And that is the thing to remember, though. The IRS will only communicate with you by mail. Right. They're not going to call you. So all of those, if you get a phone call claiming to be from the IRS, that you're going to go to jail or that they need to, it's not from the IRS.
Or even an email. Once you make contact with them and they make contact with you, then you may agree to
right.
do the phone call and or emails, but that's after you've gotten the letter from the IRS. But like I say, when those things come, they always seem to come on a Friday afternoon, and there's nothing you can do about it till Monday.
Except worry.
Yeah.
But yeah, we want to talk about some of the things that are red flags for the IRS that increase the likelihood that you might be recipient of that letter asking for an audit. But what's good news is the number of tax returns examined by the IRS is going down every year asking for an audit. Currently, only 1/2 of 1% of all returns actually end up
being audited.
But that still means over 1 million tax returns are going to be audited.
A lot of times they'll send you a letter, like you said earlier, about clarification. This number didn't match up with this number, and you can answer that one and clarify it, and it's fine. It's not that not means they're going to come and put you in handcuffs.
Right. Usually it's resolved.
Yeah, in the mail.
Fairly easily. And that's one of the advantages of having somebody who does thousands of tax returns, because your situation is probably something that they've dealt with before when it comes to dealing with the IRS. But these are some of the things that are red flags that may cause you to be audited. Number one, misreporting or not reporting income.
And how would they know that?
Because those 1099s and W-2s that you get? Guess who else gets them?
Yeah, and now with computers, they can match up Social Security numbers. 15, 20 years ago, it was a little bit tougher when you got, 5 1099s, and they may not have matched it. But now with a computer, it's almost instantly. They scan it. Okay. Hey, right. How come we got 7 1099s and you only reported 6?
Right. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you have to take a look at and see, make sure that those numbers match up, that there's not a discrepancy there. And if you have somebody doing your tax return, that's one of the things they'll look for.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, with the businesses that we do, Doug,
mm-hmm.
We get a lot of those different things.
We get a lot of 1099s.
And the person who does my tax return is always calling me saying, you know, last year we got this one.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah, so you just want to make sure they all match up. Another red flag for the IRS, if you earn more than $200,000, that was a surprise to me. I wouldn't have thought that would be a red flag, but if you earn more than $200,000, you're more likely to be audited than if you make less than $200,000, because the IRS audited 0.2% of those under $200,000.
Okay,
so if they're doing only one half of 1% is being audited, and if you make over $200,000, you're more likely to be audited. It comes out to about 0.8% of those above $200,000 actually get audited.
So if you're having if 2018 is going to be a really good year for you for whatever reason, you may make sure you want to have a tax professional prepare your taxes so
right.
that you've got someone to help you next year at this time when the IRS says, hey, we'd like to look at your books in a little more detail.
Yeah, the next one is actually has to do with income also. But this one has to do with big changes in income.
Oh.
If you have a lot of variance in the income from one year to the next, whether it's a decrease or an increase, either way, the IRS wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, we want to look a little closer.
Yeah, why such a big significant difference in income from one year to the next? There can be very good reasons for that. Doesn't mean it's a problem, but it's one of the things that gets their attention.
Yeah, you might have sold something and made a profit on it and had to report the income, and it's a one-time event. And you may just get a letter on that, too, and if you answer that one, then they'll say, okay, fine. So each case a little bit different, but that's interesting to know there are changes in income.
Yeah.
Big changes.
The next one has to do with one of the things we've been talking about this morning is deductions. One of the things that's a red flag that could cause you to be audited is unusually high charitable deductions.
Unless you have a history of it. See, because then that would be a something off the norm. If you normally give $10,000 a year to charity, and then the next tax year you give $25,000, they're going to want to know why. What's the deal? What's going on?
Well, then I have had clients who have been very charitable, and they have gotten letters from the IRS questioning the mm-hmm. deductions. Well, the IRS has implemented stricter rules for documenting your charitable deductions.
That's right.
And so it's really easy to keep track of what your charitable deductions are. It doesn't make any difference whether you go and donate things to the Goodwill or Salvation Army, or whether you donate to the Red Cross or
your church.
The church gives
you something.
They all send you something indicating what your charitable contributions were for the year. Don't throw those away.
Yeah, you better hang on to those.
Keep them.
The other one that's a little different that I've run into, I used to go to a lot of charity auctions. And the example was at the Lutheran Inner City Network Coalition, and they had a silent auction item. It was a nice watch from I.W. Marks. So I thought, okay, it's a tax deduction, okay? No, it's not a tax deduction unless you pay more than what it's worth.
Right.
Because you don't get to deduct what it's worth, and they'll tell you, okay, here's what you paid, here's what it's worth. You get no tax deduction if
right.
you bought it for less than that. So that's something a little bit different, whereas in years past, you could deduct all of it.
Yeah, and when you go to those auctions like that, it depends on the auction. Sometimes they'll give you documents that indicate that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't. And so if they don't, guess whose responsibility is to point all that out?
Yeah,
it's you.
And if the IRS comes knocking, that you better show, okay, here's what it was worth.
Yeah, so we've got a few more. We've gone through about half of them.
Well, we can catch those on the back side of this commercial break here.
We are coming on a break. If you have questions, you should go ahead and give us a call.
800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about some more possible red flags, and hopefully you're not thinking,
you don't, they don't apply to you.
I mailed in my tax return and I got three of these. Okay. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana running the studio for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Did your tree sustain damage from the recent hailstorm? Master Tree Service can provide you with the best service possible, including pruning, trimming, removing trees, and stump grinding. Master Tree Services does it all and at affordable prices. They offer free estimates and other related services. Plus, they have $1 million liability insurance policy for your protection. To make sure you have the right Victor, call Master's Trees on Highway 36 North in Brenham at 979-836-7140. Master Tree Services, in the same location since 1999.
Hey neighbor, are you buying ag equipment from a dealer who lacks service? At ASCO, we believe great customer service should extend past the sale. Between Mahindra's industry-leading warranties and ASCO trained service techs, we've got you covered. Stop in and see our new Mahindra inventory and experience our second-to-none customer service. Let me show you the ASCO difference. Ask for Lauren and get a free Mahindra gift just for coming by. I'll see you soon, Brenham.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber, reminding you to celebrate spring with help from your local Woodson store. Looking to enhance your landscaping? We carry lawn and garden products including mulch, potting soil, topsoil, outdoor furniture, lawn tools, and much more. Just looking to have some fun this spring? Come by for a new grill or a cooler from Rubbermaid or Yeti. For over 100 years, your lawn and garden dreams start here at Woodson Lumber in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington. Woodson
Lumber. Spring weather is already here, and summer's not far behind. Call Modern Air Solutions now for the $60 summer checkup. Modern Air Solutions, locally owned cooling and heating technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient systems, but can also service any problems with any existing unit. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work and always a fair price. Get your summer checkup now by calling Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. Financing available, license number TACLB 74166R.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. When your vehicle needs service, we want you to feel confident bringing your car to LaRoche because we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. Our technical experts will diagnose the problem, explain it to you, and give you an estimate before we start the repairs. So when you need service, bring your vehicle to the service department you can trust to do only the repairs you need. LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
You can tell it's spring when the bluebonnets are blooming. And on April 14th and 15th, you'll enjoy more than the beauty of the bluebonnets at the Bluebonnet Festival in Chapel Hill. They'll have food, arts and crafts, kids activities, and entertainment galore. Tune to KWHI Saturday, broadcasting live from 8:30 till 10:30. This live broadcast is made possible by Century 21 Horton Realty, K&H Portable Toilets, Citizen State Bank, We Manage Properties, Chapel Hill Cafe and Meat Market, and Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 26th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber Spring Job Fair, April 26th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
We get quite some diverse.
We did a lot of diversity there.
Yes.
Well, you know, we walked out this morning. You kind of felt like doing the
it was
Tarzan.
Nice.
It was very nice.
But we sacrificed
next week
in the studio.
Sure where
it'll be. Yeah. Next week we'll see. Jamie and
it's
I
that
are
time of year.
We take our vacations before school's out. So we'll both be gone next week, and then Tony might be holding down the fort then.
Yeah.
We've been talking about taxes. So before I get to that, my name is Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, Greg Montana running the studio, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. We've been talking about things that are red flags to the IRS that are on your tax returns that are due next Tuesday.
Yeah, we've been talking about things that might cause you to be audited. The next one seems kind of obvious. Using the wrong Social Security number.
That might do it. Well, right, yeah, you wrote it down wrong on the application.
I can speak with personal experience to this one. It was just one of those things where the tax return was done on computer, and whoever filled in the Social Security numbers transposed a couple of digits, which made it the wrong Social Security number, and I failed to check. I didn't look to make sure the Social Security numbers were correct, so that's my fault. And I got a letter saying,
Explain,
what's this about? And so it was easily corrected, but we had to go through some process to get it corrected.
Some paperwork and verification that really is who you are.
Exactly. And so make sure, and when you do your tax return, check that Social Security number because you will get a letter if the wrong Social Security number is there.
And no one I've ever seen is really excited about a letter that's from the IRS.
No. I'm sure that you and I get more than most people
do.
Yeah,
we probably, yes. Or else we get to help people that get those letters.
Yeah. Okay, the next one has to do with hobby losses.
Oh, this one is, you got to be careful on this one.
This IRS has very specific rules and guidelines for what qualifies as a business and what's a hobby. And there are some hobbies that are quite expensive.
Yes.
The example that they use is raising horses.
That hits a few people out here.
And that can be a very expensive hobby. Or maybe you have a hobby, you don't classify it as business, but you maybe race a horse.
Yeah, that's true.
The IRS is very specific about what you can deduct and what you can't deduct. We had talked about the fact we might talk about businesses this morning. It looked like we're going to get to it. But if you have a business that always loses money,
they want to
know an answer for that. How do you stay in business?
Yep.
And they may classify that as, rather than as a business, as a hobby.
See, that's,
and so the taxes are different.
It's easy to get into that, especially like the raising horses. That's a good one. Another one I've seen is an airplane. You got a small airplane. That's not a business unless you're ferrying people or freight or something. It could be race cars.
Right.
Not even race cars, but just automobiles. Classic automobiles, whatever. But that's a hobby or is it a business?
And so that's just one of the things that it could cause you to receive a letter requesting an audit. The next one, inconsistent alimony reporting. In Texas, there's not really alimony, but there is spousal support. And so if the numbers are changing all the time, the IRS wants to know what's going on. Maybe you need to go to jail.
And they can't do that to
That's
you.
That's right. They can report you. Next one, no surprise, home offices.
Oh, yes.
Almost always, if you claim part of your home as a home office, the IRS is...
There's got specific rules
about
that. You got to have the square footage and percentage-wise of utilities, and you have to have an entrance open to the public, a separate entrance.
And there's a lot of rules when it comes to home offices. And so if you have a home office that you claim and take a deduction for that, there's a good possibility that you are going to be audited.
See that?
You can't sit in your living room saying you're answering emails while you're watching TV. Yeah. The IRS says that's not a home office.
That's one of those deals where maybe the deduction isn't worth it,
right.
Especially with the standard deduction going up to $24,000 for a married couple. Maybe it's just not worth having the possibility of an IRS audit because you claimed one room of the house.
Exactly. The next one is big meal and entertainment expenses that you claim is business expenses.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of that that goes on, so you have to be aware of that.
And there's different kinds. I've found out there's 50% deductible entertainment expenses, and then there's 100% deductible entertainment expenses. And if you claim that wrong, you get a letter, too.
All right. Next one is if you own a cash business.
Like a food truck or
something where you take in cash all the time, whatever the cash business happens to be.
Or you got a booth at the Bluebonnet Festival this weekend.
And then that's a business for you, and it's all cash. Well, the IRS wants to make sure that you're keeping good records of how much cash you take in. Another really good one is the seasonal fireworks stands.
Oh, that's right.
I've known people who've had those businesses, and that's a cash business, and they're always dealing with the IRS. So those are some of the things that are on the list. If you go back and if any of those struck home with the tax return that you filed this year or are getting ready to file.
Too late.
just no. But again, the good news is that only 0.5% of all tax returns that are filed in the United States actually end up being audited.
And 80% of those are people that earn more than $200,000.
That's right.
So the odds are slim, but I've been audited in the past in years, and it's just not pleasant because they're not there to help you figure out what you need to correct. They're there to figure out. It's kind of like you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
That's correct. If you go to tax court, you're guilty till you prove yourself innocent.
So, some tidbits for you. Best thing is, get your plan together. Get your strategy together. And you can do that by giving us a call here in downtown Brenham at 979-836-2903 and schedule that free review with Jamie or Tony or myself at 979-836-2903. Well, we're in the old atrium building, first floor, plenty of parking, front and back. Come on down. Love to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. You've been listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. See you back here next week.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.